This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere, and that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition of the AWS Morning Brief. It's a blessedly short episode this week because that's really kind of the entire point here. It's information you need to know, not soak up your time with nonsense. So let's get right into it already. So it's a year or so old, but I'm going to go in and apply some of Summit Route's AWS SCP best practices shortly because they're so, so good. Things like require IMDSV2, deny root access, and deny the ability for accounts to leave the AWS organization and more are so well worth the time to dig into. I wish a lot of these were automatically built into Control Tower itself.
This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
AWS had a single thing of note come out, a reported Apache Log4j hot patch issue. And I'm actively impressed by this AWS security bulletin. They released at the same time as the Discoverer, disclosed what the risk was, and what to do. These are baby steps, but when the bar is low, it's easier to demonstrate improvement. Onward! And be sure to patch immediately if you haven't yet. And I found an interesting tool. CloudTrail-Partitioner automatically partitions your CloudTrail logs so that Athena can efficiently query what happened last week without you having to look through logs 3 years old while being charged for the privilege. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. Thanks for listening. I'll give you some time back. Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.